Spooky, scary skeletons.
It's Greg and Dan Show, WMBD. When I think of spooky, scary skeletons, I think of Dave Johnson from Pearl Technology. That's what I do. Hey, buddy, how are you? Happy Halloween.
Skeleton because I'm skinny?
Yep, because you're so darn thin these days. I can see all your bones in there. All right,
The guys down in the bunker, they look pretty. Who are the guys trying to stop all these cyber...
Are you talking about the white hat hackers that work at Pearl?
Oh, yeah. They're down in a basement, and they're white as can be.
They look they look ghost-like.
Yeah.
They do. I've seen them down there. not a lot of human light or a natural light.
No, not a lot.
All right, but here's the deal. You guys are on the forefront of this world of cybersecurity. You, in particular, serve on boards and committees and things all over the United States, some of which I don't know if I can even talk about. But you can if you want to. And what's going on as we head to election time?
Interestingly enough, there's an OG, original gangster hacking group out of China called APT1. We've talked about APTs before.
Do they really call themselves OG?
No, I did.
Oh, my God. Oh. That was going to kill me. That was going to kill me.
It's So Advanced Persistent Threats, they're state-sponsored groups, means some countries running
behind them.
Them,
right.
And they get numbered based on when they're discovered. So this is APT1, and they've been running a lot of scans right now against you know, everybody thinks, oh, our votes get hacked. They change the number of votes. That really doesn't happen. They mess with us with disinformation. So they do that by going out to some of the, they've scanned over 100 now, state and county level domains, you know, websites, email systems, looking for a way in. You know, they're pulling on the door handle, seeing if the window's locked. And so you say, well, what happens if they get in? Typically, they're not trying to steal votes. They're trying to get some information. I don't know if you remember back in 2016, John Podesta was heading up Hillary Clinton's campaign. He fell for a phishing
scam.
And he ended up having 20,000 pages of his emails posted on WikiLeaks.
I do remember that.
Yep. Yeah. So they're looking for stuff like that. The other thing they're looking for is to be able to say, hey, we hacked this election official, because that sows doubt in our minds that the election is being
manipulated.
Right. But they absolutely manipulate it. But we've talked before, the weakest link in cyber is the human being. And so what they do is they set up fake social media accounts. They get all of us who are already up in arms and wanting to fight. They just feed us, just put some more wood on the fire.
The whole confirmation bias.
It is. Confirmation bias.
They give us everything we're looking for.
They fuel that thing like crazy, and we take it from there.
How do we know, though, this is the part that bothers me the most, is how do we know the difference?
You don't.
So you don't believe anything, or do you believe everything? It seems like, how do I want to find the sweet spot of, oh, there's some information that's real, but I don't know it if it's real.
I don't believe anything from anybody on social media.
And that's mainly where this is? This
social media, yeah. I mean, it slips into mainstream media.
Well, what happens is mainstream picks up.
They do.
Yeah. And what Dan and I, we're like, we'll see something and like,
not sure if that was true.
Because social media is wrought with misinformation by us personally and by these professionals.
Right. And so that's where the election danger is. It's especially trying to solidify the people who already have the bias, but then try to shift the undecided voters one way or another. Well, which way do they try to shift? Well, right now, Russia's trying to shift people to think that maybe the war in Ukraine isn't as terrible as everybody said it was.
Right.
China's always after some sort of espionage where they're stealing our industrial secrets. They want to squelch that type of information. So they're going to come out with stuff that makes them seem like a good guy.
Well, Russia right now wants the far right to win because they're the ones talking about Ukraine being corrupt and maybe we shouldn't be supporting them.
So, right.
Yeah.
And Iran, they're pushing for a nuclear deal, right? So they're supporting whatever party, whatever candidates they think will allow them to develop nukes.
That. Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, but...
Bottom line, average person, there's not anything we really can do about that, right? Except just don't believe stuff.
Just quit passing it along, because they plant a seed, we turn it into a forest.
We're the ones growing it.
What happens inside our country?
Yeah.
We just amplify everything the bad guys are trying to do to us.
Let's face it. We are very human nature, human beings. We are pretty good at gossiping.
We are.
And if Dan and I hear something about, hey, Dan, did you hear about Dave? You know about Dave? And then Dan calls him, hey, did you hear about Dave? You know what I mean? We do that. And then you take the exponential power of that and give it to the social media world.
Right.
Now it's an explosion.
So to cut to the IT line in this, cybersecurity line, the FBI and CISA, Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency, they put out a joint statement this month because they're on this, right? So Department of Homeland Security, FBI. No known credible threats to our election systems themselves.
Got it.
Isn't that part of the disinformation by pushing the fact that they can hack in and change it to get out?
Well, it's hard to say, you know, always believe the FBI, because that's real popular to say, the Mar-a-Lago, But, you know, I work with these guys every single day. They're good folks. It's like cops, right?
Right.
The vast majority are just
trying
doing
to get
a great
job. Yeah.
And, you know, the people who say this, I 100% believe that's not where the problem is. Huge problem, disinformation.
Got it. We got to go, Dave. Good to see you, Dave Johnson, Pearl Technology.